FM 90.3 WJTL, Kim Walker Smith, Throne Room. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday, 7/21.
Weather-wise, today sunny, windy, and 77 for the high. Clear and 51 tonight. Sunny and 70 tomorrow. Partly sunny and 68 for the high Saturday. Sunny and 70 Sunday. Right now it is 72.
And this morning, our friends from BCM International hanging out with us. Ross, Joshua, and Caleb are here. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you all here. And Ross Weidman is with us, longtime friend. And Ross, what's your title at BCM International?
I'm the Director of Development at BCM International.
Cool.
Responsible for a lot of special projects and funding, things like that.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about BCM.
Oh, BCM started as Bible Club Movement in Philadelphia area in 1937. A lady came back from the Philippines and told about her Bible clubs. She had to leave there because of World War II.
Okay.
And the church says, why don't you do a Bible club? And before you know it, there were 40 and 400 Bible clubs, and they tell a missionary story, and a kid grows up, wants to be missionary. So today we are 850-plus missionaries in 51 countries around the world. The sun never sets on BCM International Ministries.
That's awesome. If people want more information, find out what you're doing throughout the world, visit you online?
Sure. The best way to do it is to check out our magazine at bcmworld.org, and then from there you can get into our main website and everything else and see what's going on around the world. We do a lot in disaster relief, too. Our local churches that have been planted reach out into communities. And we've had floods in Peru and Sri Lanka and India, Nepal, earthquake that we've dealt with over the last couple of years.
Wow. Now, you've brought a couple of friends with you who I understand have a long line, a long lineage with BCM.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Third generation folks, their grandfather and their father, and hopefully them, will be BCM missionaries.
Yeah.
And so forth. So. Yep.
That's awesome. So this morning, Joshua and Caleb Brussels are with us. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, you guys are both LBC students.
Yes. Yeah.
And your grandfather and your dad, both BCM International missionaries.
Yes.
Yep. So you grew up in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. Yeah. And so I understand that this past summer, you guys led a team of, was it 17?
17,
on
yeah.
a missionary trip. So you're already third-generation BCMers.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your trip.
Yeah, so we had 17 LBC students that went along with us on a missions trip back to the Netherlands. It was a great time. We did practical work. There was a camp, the camp that we lived at and grew up at. The camp there was gearing up for the summer season, so we helped them with all kinds of practical work over there. We played sports with refugees, which was really impactful. These were refugees, these are the kids, they're minors, and their parents were still in Syria.
Okay.
Very, very interesting dynamic. We did street evangelism in Amsterdam. Great experience. All around, it was really cool to expose the LBC students to something that's so familiar to us and that we love very, very much.
Yeah, Joshua, what was the highlight of your trip for you?
Yeah, it was definitely being in Amsterdam, being at the shelter, and just being able to engage with people there. I know we came, and a bunch of students were pretty nervous about being in a big city.
Well, sure.
And scared there. And so just to be able to step into this kind of Christian hostel setting, and to be able to sing worship songs with a great group of students from around the world, really. So it was great.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. So do you think that you guys will lead another team in the near future?
Who knows? Like we definitely are open to it. We'd love to do it again. There's some people on our trip last year that said, like, if you do it again, we'd love to come. Like, we're on board already. Sign us up. There's definitely interest. We'd love to. So who knows?
That's awesome. Great stories. Thanks, guys, for sharing those. And Ross, I understand that you guys have another way besides going online to your website at bcmintl.org. People could also come out to your upcoming banquet.
Yes, November 3rd, we're having a banquet at Shady Maple, and we have able to draw in about 25 LBC students to expose them to the ministry. This year, we're focusing on Europe. And our former European director, Bob Evans, who travels worldwide as a speaker on missions, is going to be there and be our keynote speaker, as well as our current European director, Richard Thompson, is going to be there as well.
Very cool. I understand the way you got these guys and the other LBC students, as you said, the two magic words, Shady Maple.
Yes, I understand that, too.
That's why we're
some
coming.
Wonderful people out there have graciously sponsored some tables. And so the LBC students, we've already picked who you are, so can come and enjoy the banquet, free meal at Shady Maple.
That's awesome. So if other folks want to get involved, want to come to the banquet, what should they do?
Yes, they can go to that website, BCMintl.org, and you can register there for that. and be ready to come. Talk to, or you can call into our number at 717-560-9601. Ask for Jan, and she'll take your reservation.
And do you have a deadline that folks need to sign up by?
Yes, our deadline for that is going to be September 30th. You know, or excuse me, October 30th.
October, there you go.
Boy, I'm messing up these days.
Yeah, October 30th. So BCM International's annual fundraising banquet is happening Friday, November 3rd. It's at Shady Maple. If you want to get all the information and you want to sign up online, bcmintl.org. We'll talk more with Ross, Joshua, and Caleb coming up in just a bit. Right now, Chris Tomlin's How Great